This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump is in Helsinki, Finland, preparing to meet his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. On the eve of those Monday talks, U.S. Ambassador to Moscow John Huntsman called the meeting important.
This is really the first time for both presidents to actually sit across the table and have a conversation. And I hope it's a detailed conversation about where we might be able to find some overlapping and shared interests.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said it'll be up to the two leaders what direction those talks go.
We have asked, and the Russians have agreed, that it will be basically unstructured. We're not looking for concrete deliverables here. I think it's very important that the president have a direct one-on-one conversation with President Putin. That's how this is going to start off.
Speaking with CBS News, President Trump indicated his expectations for the meeting are low.
I don't expect anything. I frankly don't expect. I go in with very low expectations. I think that getting along with Russia is a good thing.
In that interview, he was asked who America's chief foes are.
I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they're competitors. They want to do well, and we want to do well.
In a tweet, the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, insists America and the EU are best friends, and anyone who calls them foes is spreading fake news. The president of Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, appointed two military officials under international sanction. General John Numbu was given the role of inspector general. General Gabriel Amsisi, accused of abuses and selling weapons to rebel groups, was named deputy army.